We are learning Masechet Zuma Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We're going to darshan a different words from the Pesukim, but we're finished already with the sugya of Mashma Moitzi Miyad Mashma and Mashma Mamela. The Pasuk says, when it comes to the Hazah, the Pasuk says, V'hiza Atar al Tameh, the Tar spritzed on the Tameh V'yem HaShlishi, on the third day, V'yem HaShvi'i, and on the seventh day. V'hiza Atar al Tameh. Why is it Tar? We know the guy is Tar. It's extra. Of course, we're talking about tar. Zok the Gemara, tar mechlal shu tamei teaches us that he has a little bit of tum on him. He's tar from his main tumah, but he has a little tum on him. Limeid al tful yoyim teaches us that even though was tayvel today, the halacha is usually to become completely tar, you have to be tayvel and wait for harav shemesh, wait for the evening. But before the evening, he was tayvel already. He's called tful yoyim. He has a little bit of tumah left on him. The halacha is if a parah duma, this type of person who's a tful yoyim still is kosher for hazas paraduma kedusha spritzing the paraduma. That's why it says he's a tara tamei bechlal shu tamei. He's like he's a tar. He's tar from his main tumah, but he's still a little bit tamei. Limud tful yoyim shekasher para. It teaches us on a tful yoyim is kasher para. And we know from the first daf in Masechet Zuma that they used to metame bedafka to koyim who did the paraduma and then let him go to mikvah. And it was a tful yoyim. Why lahoitzi mina tzedukim who did not agree to this drasha. So to Maravai, to Amar of Asi, Kahava Be'er Be'echon Rav Shlokesh Aparo, Be'echon Rav Shlokesh, the two G'dayli HaMeroyim, when they learned through the Parasha Aparo, Lo'imaske Minei, they didn't come out anything more, Elo Kamei the Masik Talam Be'karva, just like when a fax walks through a plowed field, there's nothing more to dig up. It's all dug up already. The same thing is when they went through the sugya para mamish be'ian, like with a very very deep. Still, they didn't come up any more thing more than what Ulo said. They just had an amud aleph. Elo amri mashma moitzi miyad mashma. Certain psukim are excluding the pasuk before that. Umashma meila. Some psukim are continuing in the same vein, the same kayin, the same people doing the avodas. It came out the same way. All shechitos in the base of Mikdash are kosher bazar. Chutz b'shal parah. Besides for parah. That's what someone said a brisa from Rabbi Yechanan. That parah aduma has to be done dafko with the kain. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, puk tani lebra. Take that brisa and throw it away. Loi matzinu, lebra means outside, take it outside. Loi matzinu, shechita bazar psula. There's never any time a shechita that's possible bazar. Why? Because it's not a avaida. Because not avoid, that's what Yechanan said. And Pasha, it sounds like there's no shechita that's possible zar. The problem is that is a what? We learned about that, para and para, yeah. So you're asking, para, if you hold para is kosher bazar, what about para shel aharon? Is it kosher bazar? So grad that happens to be in the Yishalmi, the Yifeinayim brings up from Yishalmi, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that a para of aharon does need dafka aharon, dafka kayin. So maybe it's a steer to the Shalmi or the Bavli, or it means besides for the Parah Shal Aaron. Not only is not listening to the Tani Tani Kameda Brisa, but his own Rebbe said not like him. And he still says, "Ani am kasher." I say it's kasher. While in Metzino, shechita shepshul bazar. You don't find any time a shechita that's possible bazar. Upon him, we have here Mandi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, who sounds like the Peter Bavli. There is no shechita ever possible bazar. Why? Because shechita lav avaydi. And even though he has a brisa and his Rebbe who says that para aduma is possible bazar, still here he still says that there's no such thing as psul b'shechita. We learned on yesterday's daf that even though shechita lav avaydi, it's still possible you need a koyin, midi, the hava, amaris, and the goyim, it says, just like by a nega, and he's dafka koyin, it's very possible, this is Geras Kosov, by paraduma, that needs a koyin. But Kapala Rabbi Yechon said, no, you don't need a koyin. Ad kami gemara paraduma. Zok to gemara vayit. It said in our Mishnah that he came to this par a second time. Remember, after he puts on the big lavan, his first job is to do vidui on his par. That's going to be a chatas. Then after the par, doing vidui, he went to the hagrala, he did the geirul, to choose which goat goes lazazah, which goes lashem. Then afterwards, he goes back to the para a second time and does vidui. Here he adds on to do vidui on his fellow kahanim. Zokta Gemara, Maishal bevidu risho in loy omar b'nei aram kachecha. Why the first vidui didn't say b'nei aram kachecha? He didn't ask for forgiveness for b'nei aram. the people, all the Kahanim. When Maish will read the Shady, Dom Avnei Aaron Kachacha. The second Vida, he adds on to be Mechapa on Aaron Akoin, on the Bnei Aaron, on all the Kahanim. So Gemara taught a very small Kachi Midas Adin. They said this. This is a way, a good way to do something. Mutuf Yovei Zakai Vechapa Achiv. That means first he does Vida on himself and his family. He'll be Zakai. And then he'll come the second time Mechapa Alachayiv. If someone's chayiv still, he doesn't have kapara yet, he should come ask for kapara all the people. That's not the way to do it. So it's interesting that you see from here, first of all, there's a little bit of a problem. So I'll take two points. One point you see from here, that he's called a zakai already after he does vidui, which is a chiddush. So even before bringing the carbon, just doing the vidui, you see it's called a zakai. So you see, even doing vidui alone, it's already a madrega. That's number one. Number two is, that if you look at the vidui, in the second vidui, he again asks for himself and his family. I is a zakai. So Teretz is, he's not 100% zakai still. But I guess he's more zakai, and therefore he already is a bigger person who could ask already for kapara for the Bnei Aaron Am Kachachu. Zok to Mishtavayta. Next step. Shachtu. He shechs the par. After doing vidui twice in the par, he does shchita on the par. Shachtu v'kibol mizrak as domai. He's mekabel in a little keli that holds dam. He caught the dam in his keli, but he's not going into the kodesh kodashim yet. But nosdu l'mishu m'maris boy. He gives it to a person to mix it so it shouldn't get dried up. And the person stood ala reivad revishu v'heichal on the fourth tile in the heichal kadesh layikresh, and he mixed it so it shouldn't get hard, because before he does the zrika l'fnai v'lefnim inside the kodesh kodashim on the para, he's gonna first do the kateiris. So he shechts it, he catches the dam, he gives it to someone to mix. Not the machta, now he goes, grabs the shovel, but all the rest of his bech, he goes up to the top of his bech, he moves the chom this way and that way, he takes from the coals that are nice and burnt, the good coals from inside, it comes down from the mizbech, he puts it on the Reva Ravir Shiva Azara, the fourth tile in the Azara. It's a big shaila in Tosh Yontiv, the Gvura Sari, and Siyach Yitzchak, if this is the same tile as the Reva Ravir Shebehechel. Huh? It's a different lashon. One's Vazara, one's Behechel, but we'll see soon in the Gemara what it means Shebehechel, it means in the Hechel, it means outside the Hechel, so some say it's the same exact tile. V'chol yoyim ha'yechoyta v'shal kesef. On a regular day, the shoveling was done with a silver shovel, because a gold shovel is softer and it get ruined when you shovel up coals from top of the bath. Used to use the silver one, and then and they pour it into azav. That means every day there was a kateris also, twice a day actually. And every day they did a kateris, what he did was, he brought the coals, there was no coals on his bech ha-primi, didn't on his bech, that's what he did the kateris. He took coals from the bech ha-chitza. So the way they did the coals were, they took a silver shovel, shoveled up the coals, and put it into a gold shovel to take into the mizbech ha-primi. But on Yom Kippur, we try to make it easier for the kain. And therefore, we didn't want to do like a lot of transfers. Therefore, even they did the shoveling with the zav. And that was the shovel he took into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The silver shovel was bigger, it was four carbon. Even though he only needed three carbon of coals, they used to shovel out four coals, extra coals. You pour it into a shovel, three carbon. Therefore, you got a nice big pile. But today, he didn't do that. We don't make it too hard. He used a three carbon shovel, and that's what he went in with. He's even bigger on a regular day. It started off as the size of a saw, which is six carbon. You pour into three carbon. Today, he started off with a three carbon and went in with a three carbon. Every day, the gold shovel was made out of heavy gold. It was thick gold. Vayoyim kala, made very thin gold. It's be lighter for the kohen gadol. B'chol yom ha'yisiyad ha'ksara, had a short handle. Vayoyim arucha, it was a long handle. Therefore, he could stick it under his arm, and this way, it helps him support the shovel. Makes it easier to hold. B'chol yom ha'yisiyad yarik, it was yellow gold. Vayoyim adon. Today, it was red gold. Red gold is a more expensive gold. It was a more expensive gold than Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Menachem. B'chol yoyim, every day, makriv pas v'shachris, he broke tires a little bit in the morning, half a month in the morning, and pas v'nevayim, half a month in the evening. V'ha yoyim, besides for that, He adds a whole handful to bring into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Every day the Torah was thin, was ground into very fine flour. But today, daka mina daka, it was put into the grinder again. They used the regular ground up Keteris, and they put into the grinder again, Erev Yom Kippur, to re-grind it, and even more ground up. Every day, when Kahanim go up to do Avodah on top of the Mizbeach, like the Akhtaras Tamidim or Achatos, they walk up on the Mizrach of the Kevesh. Why? Because when you go up on top of the Mizbeach, you always turn to the right first. So the Kevesh is on the south side of the Mizbeach. So if you're walking up the Kevesh, up the ramp, and you have to turn right, so you walk up on the right side of the ramp, which is the Mizrach, east side of the ramp. They always walk to the right side of the ramp. You shouldn't walk across the ramp for no reason. The ramp was 16 amos wide, and they walked up on the Mizrach of the Kevesh. But Yardim, when they came down, which were coming from the other side, because they used to go around the Mizbeach, so now they're on the left side, then they go down the left side of the Kevesh, which is the Meir, which is the west side of the Kevesh. So Yardim are of it. But on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol is like a melech, he's shluch on Shal Yisrael, he's a kavod. He walked right down the middle, like a melech. He walks up the middle of the Kevesh, the Yared Bemtza walks down the middle. That's the chashivas of the Kohen Gadol. All year round, the Kohen Gadol has that madrega that he can walk up and down through the middle of the Kevesh. Every day, the Kohen Gadol, when he's Bekash Yadav Ragla, we said it was 10 times in Yom Kippur, he does it, but on Yom Kippur 10 times, regular day, he does when he goes to the Reis Mikdash, where he has to go to the bathroom, then the halacha is, he does use the Kir. But on Yom Kippur, we have a special thing for him, Menakita in Shazav, a golden keli that he took water from the Kir, and that's how he washed his hands and feet. He always used the Kitten Shazav. He didn't use the kiyah all year round, the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol didn't use the kiyah, he used the kitten shows up. If your stomach is bothering you that there was a Rashi before that says the kiyah, that was Taka Aram, we could have even spoken out then. The word dear, if you look at Rashi, Laman Al Havay, that's my Jesus Kash, Laman Al Havay in the Mishnah, it says, Vakir Shalom Raglov, Rashi says, Min HaKir. So it's Shver. What? Could be the word of the Kir. So it's a big shiloh. Some say the first Kiddush maybe is from the Kir. That's what some want to say. Look at Tosfos Yontif and the Rashash talk about it. But there's a Rashi Laman Al Havayis that says Min HaKir. There was four marachas on top of the Mizbeach. By Yom Chamesh, there were five. There's an extra maracha on Yom Kippur. We'll see why the Ramei. We'll see why at the end of the parak. Rabbi Yisrael, Chol Yom Shalosh, every day was three, by Yom Arba, today is four. Definitely on Yom Kippur is one more. Shabbat, how we started off with. The first time you start off with four marachas, and on Yom Kippur you had five. Rabbi Yisrael, Chol Yom Shalosh, Yom Arba. Every day was three, and today there was four. Rabbi Yisrael, Chol Yom Shtayim, Yom Shalosh. Every day there was two, and today there was three. And so far, we knew about two. So far, what we learned was the Chazuma. One was for the Maracha Gedayla, and one was the Maracha Shnia, which is the Keteris. And today, Yom Kippur, you had a third one, maybe for the coals, for the Keteris. We have to see, wait and see from the end of the parak. And what I will explain was the Pshat. Let's just see one Gemara. Break the Gemara. It says over here, you give it to him to mix on the fourth tile of the Heichal. What are you talking about? No one's allowed to be in the Heichal when he's doing the Havaydah of Fnim. When he's doing the Havaydah of the Keteris, the Nefrayim of Fnim, no one's allowed to be in the Oil Mayed. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. V'chsev, chal Adam lo yeh bo'oil mayed, v'voil l'chav v'kayash ha'tseisai. What's going on over here? I'm Rav Yehuda Tnis shel Heichal. It says, Reved Aravi coming out of the Heichal, towards the Azara. And that's the pshat, why maybe it's the same Reved Aravi that says before, it says afterwards, right, Azar also means the same thing, I saw the Taisyant of the old Clara, it means the same one, but Kapanam doesn't mean in the Heichal, it means from the Heichal. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll stop in Tan Rabbanon, continue talking about the halachas of being in the oil mine.